Satnam, everybody, and happy December 2014. Better days are coming. We have a request for good astrology from our group here. And, Yogi G's here. He's smiling. He's like, from my vantage point, everything's great. And he's also empathizing with us. Yeah, I was in 3D recently, and I know it can be difficult. So we're getting his smiles and his love. And he said, I'm sending you my divine unconditional love. And we're also getting his empathy. He goes, yeah, you guys are in the trenches, I know. So we're getting everything from our guide, our teacher. And yes, December 2014, moving into 2015, oh my gosh. So, as we were talking about before, we do have a 3-month positive mind. So we want to take advantage of finding things to be happy about. And so we can remember that, to deep breathe. Our teacher is reminding us to deep breathe, and he's saying, put your hand on your belly every morning and think about the day that you want to create and breathe into that and breathe out those, what he's saying, inspirational feelings to the field so others can receive them. Thank you, sir. So it's the feeling of December. Wanting to feeling like the cat that wants to be let out of the bag. There's a lot of feeling of pressure and feeling that we want to have, the feeling that we're being pressurized, that we want to have the power to move, to create, to move into a more expansive state of being, a state of connection. So that's one of the predominant feelings now in this month. So just understand that we are under a lot of pressure with the astrology, and we're like a tube of toothpaste, and we're about to get squeezed out and get freed up. So Yogi Bhajan's saying it will be better. We move into an 8-year. We talked about last week, we're moving from a 7 to an 8 year. So all the beliefs, collective, unconscious, are the world around us, 7 year, are being shown, pushed to the surface. All of the things in 3D that don't work, the society, the institutions, people's unhappiness. So we're in a really polarized month. We're in a polarized month. So with the 3 positive mind, it's going to obviously show up its polarity, its opposite, the negative mind. So we've got, when you get the 3, you get the negative mind. So you have the polarity. So of course, as yogis, we know we need to go into our neutral mind. And we're practicing. So here we go. So breathing pushes us into our neutral mind. And that balances the frequency for the planet, for others. So Yogi Bhajan's reminding us that we are balancing more than we know. The field, we are balancing out these frequencies, and when we're squeezed, our toothpaste is squeezed out of the tube in the 8 year, very soon to come, we'll be able to have more of a feel, more of a connection with the infinite, and we'll have more choices, more flow, more possibilities. And he's saying we'll be able to move out of this deep compression, and we'll be able to be decompressed. And so he's saying, just know that that relief is coming. So he does want to reassure us that we're, as we shift out of feeling really compressed into feeling, and feeling all these feelings of frustrations with what whatever is going on with it, is that when we are able to attach ourselves, the lotus feet of the divine, to the infinite, which will become more available, then we're going to have more, our feeling, we're going to be able to feel more free to flow about the universe. Flowing about the universe is arriving. And I think that's all any of us really want for Christmas, is that feeling of flow, that feeling of freedom, that feeling of release. So as we were just talking about, we did have this full moon in Gemini, which of course can give us the feeling of really wanting to connect and open up to lots of possibilities. But if we feel at the same time constricted, and we do have this, this Uranus Chiron square going on, which means that the Chiron, which means that, as I said, the 7 year, the Chiron, the wounded healer, the wounds of the culture are up to be healed. It's revolution. It's a revolutionary sign. So as you watch the news at all, there are quite a few revolutions going on, people protesting and everything. And I just want to give one little example, which was kind of sad, but also I think is an example of this revolution, this Uranus Chiron, is there was somebody who was protesting in actually Ferguson, Missouri. And this person was through a firebomb, a Molotov cocktail or whatever they're called, and he was just running around, and he threw it, and he thought he was throwing it at a convenience store, and he threw it in the window of his own house, and his house burned down. And now he's suing the city because the city didn't save his house because the fire department didn't come and put the fires out on his house in time. So, I mean, I thought that was a good example of the Uranus square Chiron gone wrong. It is a revolutionary time, but it's important to be aware of what the revolution is. And of course, we all know that we're moving into the higher frequencies and we're releasing these imprints, but I just thought that was kind of an interesting example of, oh my gosh, noticing that people's imprints are coming up, their belief that somebody's doing something to them. So that's an example of kind of a good example, an extreme example, let me put it that way, of kind of victim mentality. Like, oh my gosh, you know, the world is doing something to me and I'm going to do it back to them, and then things backfiring. So we've got that kind of chaos going on where people don't know how to direct their frustration and they don't know how to move things to support the collective. So we're moving into this realization that how what we do affects ourselves and what we do affects others. And the things I'm saying, we know, the people on this call, but we're just holding a frequency for others to get to that space of awareness. So this is an example of things that are going, chaos that we're feeling that's going on the planet. So we've got Venus moving into Capricorn. That's actually happening tomorrow. And I think that will help us get more grounded, more connected with the Mother, more connected with Gaia, more connected with love for the Earth. So I won't say hopefully, I'll say intentionally. We'll set our intention that people can get more connected with expressing their love on the Earth for each other, with each other, rather than just reacting. Maybe that'll ground some of this energy and make it more something more to share rather than to react against. And we've got, so we do have a lot of things speeding up. So we've got Mars has moved into Aquarius, and that is also bringing a feeling of things being lighter. So Mars is that Aries energy, fire, you know, Shiva, can be intense. But it's moving into Aquarius. So again, that's the collective, how we affect each other. So in that example that I just gave, it's the 11th house. It's more the awareness of serving the collective. So we've got the fire energy, which has been going awry, moving into Aquarius, so the collective, the consciousness, how understanding that we're all in this together and we are affecting each other. So that should make things lighter. And also the Aquarian energy is more electric, so that's the feeling of things speeding up, which is good because we want to move through this transformation time quickly, this pivotal time quickly, this edgy time, the edge, from the ending something to beginning something. We want to move through this time as quickly as possible. And let's see what else is going astrologically. We do have Pluto squaring Uranus, and we were just talking about that. So Pluto's what? Pluto is the intensity going, squaring Uranus. Again, Uranus, again, is the revolutionary. So that's what we just talked about. We just talked about Chiron and Uranus square. And then we've got Pluto and Uranus square. So remembering that Uranus is an outer planet that has an 84-year orbit, like Earth around the sun. So Earth has a year orbit, so it's an outer planet. So when we have these squares, they're more intense because they're slow moving, which means that we don't experience them all that often. So when we do experience them, they're more intense. So those are two things that are creating that feeling of intensity. So, of course, Pluto and Uranus both being the subconscious, being the revolutionary, so is it an inner revolution?
Hello? Hello? We talk too soon. Hello?
Hi, we lost her. But none.
Oh, okay.
But
so
alright.
We talked too soon. We said.
She's gone again. No, don't go.
I'm back. I did so well last week, not getting disconnected. So when I start talking about that Pluto, anybody notice all that Pluto stuff?
Yeah.
Pluto Uranus. Okay. I know. So we have Jupiter trine Sagittarius, and Jupiter is stationing, which means it's holding still right now, and it's about to go retrograde. So Jupiter is the big planet, the planet of expansion. So what this means is if it's going retrograde, it's going to, again, intensify or expand anything that's in the way of expansion into the higher frequencies. So again, this is more internal work during December. So it's just definitely a time of powerful expansion. And so what we're moving into, the good news is we're moving into the 8 year. So the Jupiter going inside is exploring the unknown, Jupiter retrograde, going into the future. And so what we're moving into, what we need to move into this eighth chronic year, is faith, hope, trust, and a connection with the unknown, that the universe is conscious, and it will bring some good things to us. So it's trusting that we live in an intelligent universe, that we live in this chronic field, a field of intelligence. And I kind of think of it like that the etheric field, the field that we live in, is kind of like Play-Doh, which is the good news. We get to mold it with our consciousness, and it does respond to us. But the bad news is there's a lot of people punching the same Play-Doh. So with that Aquarius energy that we're aligning with, there's more of an awareness of how we can mold the field of the Earth, the planet, Gaia together to move into this expansion together that supports the uplifting of everybody, and that those that can't work with those frequencies will be someplace else, or that will move in the tide of connecting with the unknown, the expansion, the Jupiter, the field of intelligence of the world in which we live will be greater than the chaos that we're experiencing right now, the chaos of the 7 years, the chaos of what's been happening. So we can move into the mystery of life and feel good and trust that and know that this is a time of healing of our separation from spirit. So we've had, what, thousands of years, 26,000 years, where the energy was go, 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 go away from the sun, go away from the truth, be an individual, do whatever you want. You're a planet on the outer edge of your solar system. But now we're reversing that. We're coming back. We're coming back home. Spirit's calling us back. So really what all of this chaos is about is healing our spirits, healing our feeling of separation from spirit. That's what, however it's acted out by the world we see around us, that's really what the underlying experience is. So we have to get, so people, or we, whoever it is, I'm saying the collective we, has to release the beliefs of separation and know that, and to trust that there is, that the universe does have an intelligence, and it is love, it is the heart chakra, it is that frequency, it is what really the universe is made of, that binds us together, that heals our hearts, heals our spirits, and helps us learn how to move together to support the upliftment of the planet, the ascension, whatever we want to call it. So we have the possibility to move more in alignment with this pranic year and be the force, be the light, and be the creative ones, and feel good about that, and feel more connection. This is a time we're moving back into more connection with spirit, so we'll feel more connection and more support from spirit as we move into this 8-year, this pranic field more strongly. So that's the good news. We're going to feel more supported and more connected with the world, with the universe. And the mantra that Sri Singh Sub gave us is Sasiri Siri Akal, and that's to release imprints and send it back to the universe and move into the feeling of victory. So it's one of the chants that's done with the morning sadhana, the Aquarian sadhana. So it's Sasiri Siri Akal. I know I am asked by people who listen to this call and don't know what the chants are, so I'm trying to say it a little bit more clearly before we start chanting with the music. So Sat is truth, and Siri literally means great, but it's like a release into greatness. Sat city, city, a call. So it's a great release into trusting the unknown, like a call, composting anything we don't need. So that's what we were given by our teacher this week, and that's the mantra for the week.
Thank you. I'm